Here in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 5, we're up to letter 1295. Baruch Hashem, this is dated Yutes Kislev in the year Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I'm responding about the notice that your wife has given birth to a son from Mazel Tov. I am hereby extending my blessing, the blessings of Mazel Tov. May you raise him for Torah Chup Maisim Tovim from peacefully, nuchas nefesh, nuchas guf, physically and spiritually. As far as your question about calling a name for your son, Sheyichya, we heard many times from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that he does not get involved in suggesting names to name, and it's based on the agreement of the parents to give the name should be for a long days. I also sent you a telegram today, and this is what I said there. Mazel Tov, and you should choose the name together with your wife, and Hashem will bless you for long life and good years, with blessings for Mazel Tov on the day of our redemption, Upadus Nafshenu. So that's one of the areas that people asked the Rebbe, that the Rebbe said, that it doesn't get involved, as the Friedrich Rebbe did. But the Rebbe, in other places, more elaborate, he says that the parents get an inspiration, sort of a Ruach HaKodesh, and they are able to call and get the right name for that child.